This is Akashvani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. 5 security personnel lost their lives in an encounter with terrorists in Dodha district of Jammu and Kashmir. The troops of Rashtriya Rifles and Special Operations Group of Jammu and Kashmir Police launched a joint cordon and search operation at Thari Gate on the Desa forest area last evening following specific input about the presence of terrorists. In the ensuing gunfight, 5 security personnel, including an officer and SOG Jawan, were critically injured and later succumbed to injuries. Lieutenant General Governor of Jammu and Kashmir Manoj Sinha has paid tributes to the brave soldiers. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said the nation stands firmly with the families of the soldiers who sacrificed their lives in the line of duty in Dodha. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said the counter-terrorist operations are underway and Indian soldiers remain committed to eliminating the scourge of terrorism and restoring peace and order in the region. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh in a social media post urged people to join together to defeat the nefarious designs of the enemy and maintain peace and harmony in the Kashmir Valley. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi has said the army stands firm with the bereaved families in the hour of grief. The centre has asked states and union territories that police stations and the place under the control of the police department should not be designated as a place for examination of witnesses. Union Home Secretary Ajay Bhalla has written a letter to all the state's chief secretaries and UTs in this regard. All the police stations have been asked to identify a designated place for the examination of witnesses through audio, video, electronic means under the Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita 2023. The 3 new criminal laws, namely the Bharatiya Nyay Sanhita, the Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita and the Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam, have come into force from the 1st of this month, replacing the Indian Penal Code 1860. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar reached Mauritius this morning on a 2-day official visit to the island nation. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said he is looking forward to productive engagements and to advancing the special relationship between India and Mauritius. During the visit, Dr. Jayashankar will call on Prime Minister of Mauritius, Pravind Jugnauth, and will hold bilateral meetings with other senior ministers of Mauritius. He will also engage with other prominent Mauritius leaders. The External Affairs Ministry said this visit will provide an opportunity for both sides to comprehensively review various aspects of the bilateral relationship. The ministry added that the visit underscores the importance of the India-Mauritius relationship and reflects India's neighborhood-first policy, Vision Sagar, and commitment to the Global South. It also reaffirms the continued commitment of both countries to strengthen the multidimensional bilateral relationship and deepen close people-to-people ties. India, through its efforts, has been an important contributor to progress across the Sustainable Development Goals. Vice Chair of the Niti Aayog, Suman Beri, said this while delivering the national statement emphasizing India's commitment to sustainable development and inclusive growth at the high-level political forum, general debate at the United Nations. Mr. Beri said India, on its way to achieving SDGs, has successfully delivered physical and digital infrastructure at scale, among others. Mr. Beri highlighted that all of this has been achieved in a participative democratic framework with orderly transfers of power at the level of India's states and at the center. He also mentioned that on the multidimensional poverty index, India is on track to achieve target 1.2, much ahead of the 2030 deadline. Regarding climate action, the vice chairman added that India has invested heavily in renewable energy and decarbonization of the economy, despite having among the lowest per capita emissions. The government has notified the 5th positive indigenization list consisting of 346 items to minimize imports and boost self-reliance in defense. This includes strategically important line replacement units, spares, components and raw materials with import substitution value worth over 1,000 crore rupees. The Defense Ministry said these items will only be procured from the Indian industry. The ministry added that more than 12,300 items have been indigenized in the last 3 years. As a result, the defense public sector undertakings have placed orders on domestic vendors totaling over 7,500 crore rupees. The CBI has arrested a person from Hazaribagh in Jharkhand last night in connection with the NEET UG paper leak case. With this, 5 persons have so far been arrested in the case from Hazaribagh. The CBI also seized vital documents from the possession of the arrested person. The Enforcement Directorate is conducting raids at multiple locations in different states in connection with money laundering case against former RJD MLA Gulab Yadav from Bihar. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.